You have told me previously of the people who live within the earth, and today I wanted to learn some more about them, to ask some further questions about them. You had said that I might read some books about it, and I have read some books, and these books theorize that the earth is a shell, and that there is a central sun within, and that the inside surface is occupied by continents and oceans, as is the outside. Is that correct? Can you tell me something of the people who live on the inside surface, something of their sociology and their manner of governing themselves, their spiritual level and religious beliefs?
The sociology, as you are speaking of, indeed, are these peoples as they are known and termed, is this. They have learned, as it were, indeed, greater than those that live outside of the sphere, to transcend that which is termed indeed the matter and force. To transcend the matter and force, master, is to become more, as it were, indeed, than a limited time or space permits those of our brethren on the outside part of the shell to do. They believe, as it were, indeed, most affirmedly, that there is more, and that each moment that is coming forth is the now in their beings. They see all things and enter all things and realize all things that they are pondering. They have the ability, as it were, indeed, to become a part of whatever they create, thus enabling them to create a more perfect object, to be sure. For inasmuch as they have desired, as it were, indeed, the flight of their special and dutiful birds, they have created such arrow ships by becoming a part of them. And if the arrow ship, as it were, indeed, moved ill at ease, they devised, as it were, indeed, such forms and matter to regulate their movement as to regulate that which is called force fields. Thus, all things that they have been able to accomplish, master, they have become accomplished in themselves. This society, as it were, indeed, is not warlike in its nature. It never has been. For their escape, as it were, indeed, into the intersanctum of this place, as it were, indeed, was to escape, as it were, that which is termed war and all warring machines. Yet in their evolving, as it were, indeed, the evolution of their process, master, indeed, they have become a peaceful peoples and understand, as it were, indeed, and love the character of all who are equal. If there is one simpleton, as it were, indeed, who is the tender of the tender sheep, as it were, by shores, he is equally as important, as it were, indeed, as a philosopher who makes his points proper and earned. And of all people that live there, there is a binding force of love that keeps them together. And though they have not experienced, as it were, indeed, the brilliance of light of this stratosphere, as you've been experiencing, master, the light of their beings have lighted their flame and their hearts and their beings. And of the religions, I tell you this, they have none religion. What they love, as it were, indeed, utmost, are the objects to which they become. For in so they have found a reality into which to believe. And as they become a part of those things to which they believe, master, it opens them up to more things. They believe, as it were, indeed, that force, however great, however dense in matter, however elusive in light can become, is the governing force of all of their beings and all things understood and not understood by you. They love and worship the ideal of it, and therefore, as it were, master, indeed, opens unto them a highway, as you term it, to see greater realizations and understandings. Far going unto this existence, as it were, indeed, the pallor of their skin is called indeed neither the whitish tones and neither the brownish tones, as it were, indeed, a mixture of both. Upon entering, as it were, indeed, the oxidized portion of the gases, as it were, indeed, that lie in the walls of the inner earth, master, they have become attuned and accustomed, as it were, indeed, to the likeness that is called a green hue or turquoise and pallor. This being, as it were, indeed, from the waters to which they intake within their body and the limited amount of light that is given from them for their smoky sun. Nothing has changed to the dimensions, as it were, indeed, and the genes of this entity, save only the color. The spirits of the entity have enhanced themselves to greater proportions than their brothers who occupy the lighter spaces. And for this master, indeed, they are superior in their race.
And how do they view us? Have they any particular interest in us and our goings and comings on the outside of the earth?
Only that you are primitive.
Are they, because of their spaceships, are they in contact with the other space brothers in this vicinity of the universe? And if so, what does this contact consist of? Do they
travel? You must remember, in the science to understand, is it why indeed the begetting of begetting. Thought is the superior creator. Thought always is. And what begets itself of thought is light. They have attuned themselves, remember, they are attuned themselves into matter, that they can project, as it were, indeed, on a stealing ray of light their thoughts, and light traveling, as it were, indeed, at perfect lines, never veer any other direction than where it is meant to go. And as all that are recipients of this master, indeed, they are attuned with, to be sure. And this I will tell you also. Of all the spheres, as they are so termed in this galaxy, that are called planets, not stars, there's a difference. They are all hollow. And the greatest civilizations, even in the birthing of these spheres, master, live within the plane, never on the outside.
Can you say that the governments of the outside are aware of these people? Is there any formal contact between them?
There is indeed.
Well, who, for example, in the United States government deals with these people, and in what manner?
As an entity, he was called a bird. He was an entity, as it were, indeed, who has made
Admiral.
Several contacts.
But anyone sense him?
He has passed it on to an entity called a Callan, entity called a Smith, entity called a Marshall, entity called, as it were, indeed, a Stevenson.
Now, do these individuals travel to within the earth in order to...
They are not permitted at this point to do so, Master. They are negotiating, as it were.
Well, I had expressed a possible interest in traveling there, and you had, I think, suggested that that may be possible. I am, in fact, interested in traveling there, and you had said something about the opening that goes within. Can you furnish me with further details about that, and if I were to journey there, would I be accepted or would I not be permitted to enter?
No
within?
One ever comes there, Master, at least they are permitted to come. The openings, as it were, indeed, are the greater part. Your sphere is not what it is called round, it is flattened at its top and its bottom. If you will look closely, as it were, indeed, into a better view of Terra, you will see that it is not a rounded object but more of a flattened, expanded object. The openings, as it were, indeed, are at what is termed the polar regions. They are there in what is called the dead horse drones, as they are so termed.
The dead horse drones? Mm. Well, I'm not familiar with those areas, but I've studied maps of the regions, and when you say within the polar areas, for example, in the North Polar area, do you mean within the polar, within the Arctic Circle?
In the Arctic.
In the Arctic Circle. Well, does the Arctic Ocean in fact exist as we are told it exists, or is
it? It exists, Master. It goes into a river, into the intercore. But as you go nigher unto it, Master, indeed, you have been misled. It does not become colder and more frigid. It becomes warmer and more tropical in its nature.
Well, now, I have read of some who theorize that the opening is similar to the hole in a donut, and that if one sails across the Arctic Ocean, you in fact sail within the Earth. Is this what you're saying? I'm unclear.
In fact, I am.
But there is furthermore a landmass that goes within this opening. Is that correct?
There is also, Master.
And what is this landmass? To which continent is it attached, or to which?
To the intercontinent.
But on the outside, where would one go? For example, would I...
Master, you have the illusion that there is a landmass that caps the top and the bottom of your sphere.
No. No, I'm saying that, for example, what land that I recognize the name of would I go to in order to begin a journey to within the earth.
That which is called the Alaskan regions, that is what is called the Iceland regions, that is what is called indeed the Greenland regions. Go due north, as it is reckoned, and from that master, when your meter reads no longer north and spins itself into a silly, you will find yourself going into the void.
Now, are you telling me also that the so-called continent of Antarctica does not exist as we're told it does on maps?
Antarctica does exist, master, indeed, but it is misleading.
There is an opening there also, however.
Indeed.
Is it an opening within solid land, or does it also include water?
It is a sea that goes within. Water goes within all openings, master. They are rivers, outputs, inputs, as they are termed.
What would be the best route by which to go there for myself?
What is called the southern polar regions. It is that route to go to.
In other words, any of the points that you've just mentioned.
Indeed.
How, since one never travels there unless one is accepted, how would I gain acceptance?
By trying.
Have you any notion of the likelihood of my success were I to try?
Indeed. Any who try, master, with an earnest heart will succeed. When you go inward and continue to find, is it why indeed that the pollen has sickened the white snow into colors and hues of brilliance? And when is it why indeed your ship or your arrow ship lands itself, and the gentle waters wash, is it why indeed effortlessly against a great wall, put your hand upon it. It will open for you.
I don't understand, I'm sorry.
You will.
Would it be logical, in fact, to fly there as Admiral Byrd did?
And what do you determine logic to be?
Well, if one were to make a journey by foot, it could take years, for all I know, and it may be a simple matter to fly there, I do not know.
Then do take the simplest matter in your accord.
So in other words, one would simply fly north to what we are told is the axis of rotation of the Earth at the North Pole, and one would automatically find himself within the Earth.
What is your difficulty, master, is finding a navigator who will go with you on such a journey and will understand it as it were indeed when the needles that are supposed to point to a magnetic north are off in their positions?
How, in fact, would you navigate your northward journey?
By following the signs of the tropics.
I don't understand that either.
Of course you don't, master, for you assume as it were indeed that going into an ice land would have neither tropics nor sunshine, but it does. As you are going, as it were indeed, either due north or to the southern regions, master, go as far as you can. When the waters become warm, and is it why indeed the sun shafting itself into our different degrees, and if you notice, as it were indeed, warmness in the air, and you are nearing your destination point.
Now, as a matter of fact, I did go so far as to obtain satellite photographs of the northern polar area, and there is one that does curiously seem to show what you're speaking of. However, it covers...
The clouds do not cover this portion, do they?
No. Covers a much larger area, however, than one would imagine. It covers, as you say, parts of Alaska, and I think... most of Greenland, for example. What we're told is Greenland. Is this in fact a picture of what you're speaking of? Or?
It is the beginning of the picture that I am speaking of.
Would there be a value in my contacting any of the persons within our government who know of this for further information?
It would not, master.
I gather that the world powers in general are, the reason I'm stumbling is I find it so incredulous that we could be told, for example, that the submarine Nautilus and another atomic submarine sailed over the polar ice cap across what we call the northern axis of rotation and down the other side again. But you're telling me that this is, in fact, all fictions that...
It is not fiction, Master. It is a truth. For if thou wishing to have, as it were, indeed, a northern sphere that they have traveled over it and made their time-staking journey, Master, then those, as it were, indeed, that control the powers that are within the earth will let them do just that.
Are you telling me that there either can or cannot be an opening, an arctic ocean?
There is always an opening, Master. But those who rely, as it were, indeed, strictly upon that which is termed machines can easily be manipulated, I assure you.
Is there any specific person or place that you can recommend my going to in order to begin the journey that I'm speaking of?
Desire it. Accumulate all your data, as it were, indeed, that you are in need of. And speak it forth from the Lord God of your being, Master. There will come a Master, not an entity, but a Master, as it were, indeed, will help you in your journey. When all things are set in motion and proper, you will make, as it were, indeed, your eventful journey, and will not return, Master, indeed, for nigh quite a while. It is good. So be it.
So be it.
We will see.
I'd like to know, I have seen the phenomenon known as the Northern Lights, and I am aware of the scientific explanation for that, but I'd like to know if there is another, if there are entities who live there who cause this to occur.
It is only the light of the smoky sun that is in the center of your earth, as it were, indeed, that is seen in your evening skies, that is reflected inward toward outward in your polar regions. As it is, as it were, indeed, comes forth, the light, as it were, indeed, is bouncing off that which is called crystallum in the air, which is cold or frigid. And the particles of crystallum, as it were, indeed, acts as mirrors. That is a rampant understanding of the Northern Lights.
Thank you.